بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن أبي خبيب بضم الجهاء المعجمة عبد الله بن الزبير رضي الله تعالى عنهما قال: لما وقف الزبير يوم الجمل دعاني. Yeah, it is a, we are still in this chapter of fulfilling amanat. That is, any amanat that is upon us, we should not make khiyanat in it, and we must fulfill it properly and make amanat. This is quite a lengthy hadith, but inshallah we will try and go through it. The first is the narrator of the hadith, Abdullah ibn Zubayr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. So the introduction is given about him because this is the first hadith about Hazrat Abdullah ibn Zubayr in this kitab. So who he is explained. The mother of Abdullah ibn Zubayr was Asma bint Abu Bakr. The mother of the narrator of the hadith, Abdullah ibn Zubayr, his mother was Asma, was the daughter of Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. In other words, his mother was the sister of Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, who was the famous wife of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His father was Zubayr. And Zubayr is one of the 10 Sahaba who were given glad tidings of Jannah by Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is a very, very great thing. So from there we can see that the narrator of this hadith is how great. His auntie was Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. He was the grandson of Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And on the other side, from his father's side, his father was amongst the 10 Sahaba who were given the glad tidings of Jannat by Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His grandmother was Safiya, the aunt of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And his grandmother, from all sides we can see what a great and honorable person he was. His grandmother was Hazrat Safiya radiallahu ta'ala anha, who was the auntie of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And his aunt, as we mentioned, was Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, the mother of the believers. He was the first child to be born among the Muslims after Hijrat to Madinatul Munawwara. The first child. And very interesting here is that which comes here in front. The Muslims were overjoyed at his birth because the Jews were proved wrong in their claim that due to black magic, the Muslim's child, no Muslim child would be born. This is an important thing that the Jews, they said they had made jadu on the Muslims and there will be no Muslim child that will be born. And when Hazrat Zubair was born, the first Muslim child in Medina Sharif, the Muslims were overjoyed with this. And it proved totally wrong, the jadu of the Jews. So he was a very great narrator. And in front, inshallah, we will carry on and read his further great, great qualities which Allah had blessed him with. And he narrates a somewhat lengthy hadith in which there are great lessons for us to take with regard to amana. And amana, as we have explained, is not only money matters, normally it's referred to in money matters, but our wives are amanat, our husbands are an amanat, our children are a great amanat, and the deen of Allah is a great amanat in our hand. All these things are also amanat, and we will be questioned about this trust on the day of Qiyamah. May Allah let us understand the importance of this very, very important aspect of deen, and let give us the tawfiq to fulfill it correctly. And where we have faltered and failed, to make amends, correct it, and make tawbah, inshallah. May Allah give us all tawfiq. Subhanallah.